Hello, my name is Carol and I'm a professional organiser. In this podcast, I want to talk to you about waste-free organising. Many of my organising clients tell me they're worried about where the stuff that they declutter will end up. I too am worried about the environmental impact. So with that in mind, I want to give you some of the things that I've learned about how to reduce waste that we have in our homes and when we're out and about. I have started this fairly recently, and so I've started slowly so that I'm not overwhelmed with it. So I want to give you just some starting hints and tips that hopefully will help you to get going if you're feeling, gosh, this is too big a thing to do, or I'm so busy, how on earth can I fit this into my day? Then this is the podcast for you to listen to. You really don't have to do everything in one go. Let's face it, you quickly lose your enthusiasm if you try and shoehorn new ways into an already busy day. Of course, you've got plenty to think about. So the smaller the tasks you give yourself, the more likely you are to be successful. I started my journey by raising my awareness of what was happening when I went shopping. And I remember really clearly the first time I went shopping, when I made the decision to buy less single-use plastic, just how shocked I was that everywhere I looked was plastic. And I started with the fruit and veg aisle, and I was just amazed that there was so few produce that were not coated in this, in plastic bags or shrink wrap plastic. So even produce that has a natural coating to it, so an avocado has got a coat, a banana has got a skin, potatoes have got a peel, you know, there is just no need for it. And I would suggest that most of the fruit and veg, if not all of the fruit and veg, do not need to be coated in plastic. And so I started to pick out as much as I possibly could that was not in a bag, that was not in shrink wrap, so that I could buy as little plastic as possible. There will be some things that you will end up buying with plastic coating, and don't give yourself too hard a time about that, because that's, you know, that's the way of the world at the moment. But you can do your bit most definitely by buying as little as possible. What I also did was to feed back to the supermarket on my experience. I know on one particular shopping trip there were over two-thirds of an aisle with bananas in plastic bags and a very small section of bananas without any wrapping at all, and so I fed back to them how ludicrous that was, that so little, you know, with a fruit that is naturally got a coat on it, why on earth did they need to be in plastic bags? Of course, I was dealing with the customer services desk, and they don't necessarily make the decisions, but they do feedback, and they were great about it. They told me how I could contact head office, which I did, but they also said that they had some communications from head office to say that things were going to change, and I'm hopeful that for the future they will change. But of course, the more that we feed back as consumers, then hopefully the better that's going to be. So little things that you can do in the supermarket when you're shopping is choose as much as possible that you can without plastic. Now, other produce other than fruit and veg is slightly more of a challenge. So I have discovered in my local area there is a zero waste shop, or I can go to buy dried goods, but also liquids, so things like shampoos and washing up liquids, etc. You can buy those, you take your own container with you and you fill them up, so you're not actually buying a new container. And they're great shops, they're absolutely fantastic, a little bit more expensive than your supermarket, but I actually think that supermarkets will follow on from that trend of doing that. So I am supporting zero waste shops as much as I possibly can, and hoping that supermarkets will kind of catch up with it. But what you will need to do that are some containers. So I started to think about, okay, what containers am I throwing away? Now, when I say throwing away, I mean putting into a recycle bin or a landfill bin, depending on what your local council has decided will happen to those things. So it's kind of a bit of a myth that the more you fill up your recycle bin as opposed to your landfill bin, the better. Of course, that's a good theory if your local council will actually recycle the things that you're putting into the recycle bin, and if you're confident they're going to be recycled. Now, there have been a number of consumer programs recently that have said that may not be the case. That's really quite worrying and quite concerning. So I set myself a challenge to put as little as possible into the bin. You can't reduce it 100%. I can't at the moment, and I don't suggest you try and do that. You will really overwhelm yourself. But you can look at that bin before the day that the refuse is collected and look at what level it's at and see if you can set yourself a bit of a challenge for next time not to put quite so much in there, which makes us just more mindful about what we do. So when I have, for example, empty margarine tubs or glass bottles, glass jars, they don't automatically go into landfill. What I do is give them a wash out. The tubs can be used for all kinds of different things that you're storing in your fridge, which means that you're not using cling film to wrap things up in. So, you know, if you've got open, say, packets of cheese or something like that, they can go into the margarine tub and be stored in there. The glass jars and bottles look amazing with dried pulses in. So wash off the label. You'll be surprised at just how many different styles and shapes of bottles and jars there are. And they just look really, really pretty and really nice in your cupboards. Now, both the cartons and the glass jars and bottles can go with you shopping. So if you're going to a zero waste place, you can fill them up. If you are out and about and you forget to take them, most of the zero waste shops will give you jars to use and to take away without any charge because they get them donated. So if I have excess containers, I will take them to the zero waste shop so that they've always got plenty for people that have just popped in and haven't got anything with them. And it's a great thing to do because there is no packaging involved, no excess packaging involved. You're using what you already have and you're putting less in your bin. So that's an amazing thing to do. The final thing I wanted to talk about on this podcast was when you're out and about and reducing the amount of waste in the things that you buy. So I always take a water bottle with me. I know lots of people do, so that I'm not buying bottled water, which is not great for your health. It's expensive, it's unnecessary. So remembering to take your water bottle with you is a good thing. And initially for me, that wasn't so easy because I drank far less water than I should. So I kept forgetting to take it with me. But I set myself a personal challenge for 30 days to always remember to take my water bottle with me, and now it's a habit. After about 30 days it becomes a habit, so I always have my water bottle with me, and so that I'm not going to be caught out, get thirsty and buy bottled water. I also started to take with me a coffee beaker. I'm a coffee drinker, but you know, whatever you drink in terms of a hot beverage, if you take that into a coffee shop with you, then they will refill it for you. The amount of wasted coffee cups is having such an environmental impact. If you think about the plastic lids on them, I'm not entirely convinced that some of them are not entirely made of plastic. If you take your own beaker with you, and again, get into the habit of carrying it in your bag with you, so it's always going to be available. So if you feel like popping into a coffee shop, then it's there. If you're, you know, if you're sitting in the coffee shop, they'll provide you with a cup and it's not necessary. But if you're out and about with your drink, then it's a really great thing to do. And it's just you know, you will find that it saves you money, that you will pay less for your coffee in some establishments because they are trying to promote you taking in your own vessel. So, you know, it's a really great thing to do. Equally, if I know I'm going to be out and about for a long time, or if I'm working with an organising client and we do two sessions, so that's going to take me over lunchtime, then I will take a packed lunch with me, because I don't want to be popping into a supermarket. I am likely to get lunch without it being wrapped in plastic. It would be virtually impossible to do that. So I know that I'm going to reduce the amount of plastic that I'm going to be buying on that day. It's better for my health. It's better for my purse because I spend less money too, but it certainly is better from an environmental point of view. Now, those are just some of the things that I've started to do so that I didn't overwhelm myself and that I could confidently say I am more environmentally aware and I'm doing my bit. Now, there are more things that I'm going to be doing and that I'm building on. You start off with simple things and then you build later on more and more. So I'm going to be doing a future podcast on the next stages for me and the next things that I'm doing, so that if you're interested, you can listen to that podcast too. I hope this has been of some help to you in getting started to reduce waste and to feel that you're organised and that you're in control of it and you know what direction you're heading in. I really value your comments. I value your feedback if this is something that you would like to do. And I will see you very soon for another podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Carol, I'm a professional organiser, and my business is called Space Creator.